Millions of Afghans defied attacks and threats by the Taliban and went to the polls yesterday to vote for president and local council members. At the White House, President Obama declared the election an apparent success, which is a plus for him. President Obama has declared that he will succeed in the war there. In speaking of the election, he added that the U.S. now has to, quote, focus on finishing the job in Afghanistan. In that war, last month brought a grim record, with the most American troops killed since the 2001 invasion, at least 43. Among the dead was a young Marine from Yarmouth Port, Massachusetts, on Cape Cod. Reporter Sean Corcoran of member station WCAI spoke with some of the Marines' friends, who say the loss has shaken that small seaside town, making the foreign war all too real.
Corporal Nicholas Exaros didn't have to be in Afghanistan last month. The Marine had returned home to Cape Cod last December after serving amid heavy fighting in Iraq's Anbar province. But within a few months, Exaros had given up a non-combat job stateside and volunteered to go back to war. Justin Medeiros, a lifelong friend, said Exaros always wanted to be a soldier, and when he decided to return to combat, there was no stopping him.
It was great to get him back from Iraq, and it was great to, you know, have him home for all that bit. And when I heard, you know, he volunteered to go back to Afghanistan early, it was rough, but it was what he wanted to do.
Something happened in Iraq that made Exaros want to go back to war and continue to serve. In April 2008, he and dozens of other servicemen's lives were saved by two Marines who forcibly stopped a truck packed with explosives that had penetrated the perimeter of their compound in Rumadi. The truck exploded and the two Marines were killed. In January, Exaros attended a ceremony honoring the two men, sitting in the front row as President Obama praised their fast actions and their sacrifice. Exaros shook the president's hand and decided that day there was more he could do overseas for his country and to honor the men who saved his life. His friend Madero says that was just Exaros' way.
He did it, you know, for a friend that saved his life, and that was the type of person he was. He was selfless. You know, everything he did was selfless. Did everything for everyone else, and it's, you know, it's hard to find someone like that.
Exaros, a squad leader with the 2nd Battalion, 8th Marine Weapons Company, died on July 23rd after being injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan's Helmand province. Back in his hometown, word of Exaros' death put life on hold as people hung flags and wrapped yellow ribbons around trees and telephone poles. Well, more than 1,000 people attended his wake at the local high school, and among those standing in line was Brian Beatty, a friend of Exaros and his family, who said he took a 20-minute drive just to take it all in.
I mean, every light post, it's got that yellow ribbon around it and an American flag. I was driving from Hyannis to Dennis today, and all of them, and I was just staring at them. I wasn't even really concentrating on the road, just every single light post. It was remarkable. All the flags at half-mast, just, you know, the community support that we're showing to Nick and the family is just remarkable.
When his body was returned to Cape Cod for burial last week, high school classmates recalled how they had awarded Exaros the superlative "does the most for others" during their senior year. But now, it's Exaros' friends and neighbors who are doing what they can to honor the fallen Marine and comfort his family. For NPR News, I'm Sean Corcoran.